Readers Entertainment Radio, where variety is the spice of life.
Well, hello and welcome to Readers Entertainment Radio. I'm your host, Sheila English, and tonight we're going to be talking sci-fi, and more specifically, science fiction thrillers. We have the author of Spectra, Joanne Elder. And let me just read a little bit about the book so that I can kind of set the stage, so to speak. Dean Weston and Ivan Campbell become temporarily gifted with extraordinary intelligence after exposure to energy-based life forms, sadly killing the peaceful life forms in the process. Obsession with his newfound brilliance sends Ivan down an unscrupulous path of murder and betrayal, throwing Dean's life into chaos. What Ivan does not know is the life forms can defend themselves. The book is multifaceted fiction, and here tonight to talk about it is Joanne Elder. Welcome, Joanne.
Hi, Sheila. Thank you for having me.
Before we go too far, I just want to let our listeners know I do have the live chat session up. If you want to send some questions, please feel free to do that, or you can go ahead and give us a call, chat with us at 646-200-4071. And as most of our listeners know, you can also go first thing tomorrow morning to readersentertainment.com, where we will have a follow-up blog, so that'll include the podcast and any links. Exactly where you can go to buy the book. And then if you didn't catch the live show but you still have a question, you can always go and post your question there. We make sure that any questions you send or any comments that Joanne's alerted to those, and she can come over and answer your questions or respond. But also, while we're chatting, I want to give our listeners a chance to check out your website. It's at www.sciencefictionthrillers.com, and we're going to talk a little bit about the website before we let you go. But for those people who haven't heard of Spectra or haven't heard of Joanne, go ahead and take a look at the website sciencefictionthrillers.com, and you'll be able to catch up with us, and maybe that'll inspire some questions. So, Joanne, I want to start right out of the gate by having you tell us a little bit more about the book.
Well, first of all, I'd like to highlight that Spectra is as much a thriller as it is science fiction. It certainly will appeal to people who enjoy a fast-paced read. It's a really fast-going thriller. That's the type of genre that I like. And certainly it is science fiction, and there's enough science in there, you know, for the nerds of the world. But don't be intimidated by that. If you're not typically a science fiction fan, it certainly covers the thriller genre in a huge way. Really, in describing Spectra in a nutshell, it's a story about what people will do for greed, but it's not materialistic greed, like so many stories. In this case, it's intellectual greed. It's about an average man in circumstances where he becomes extraordinarily intelligent and exhibits fast healing and incredible things that are just too much for him to give up. And he'll go to incredible lengths to keep it. And, of course, the story continues into, what comes back to haunt him as a result of this obsession.
And when you were writing the book, did you know it was going to be this layered story that was sci-fi, adventure, it's literary, it's ethically thought-provoking? Did you go into it with this thought, or did that just kind of evolve organically as you were writing it?
You know, it's funny. As an author, you know, we start with this great idea of a plot. And, you know, for me, when I write, things evolve. I mean, you just go off on tangents and have fantastic ideas, and the end product is not necessarily what you anticipated it being in the beginning. Certainly the plot is there that you work with in the beginning, but it really is something that grows and evolves and becomes a creation. I love writing stories with an elaborate plot because, you know, you can really just let your imagination fly and, you know, wake up in the morning and it's like, where am I going to go with this now? And for me, the final result with with Spectra was a convoluted, thought-provoking plot that really does combine several aspects of different genres. You know, yes, science fiction thriller, but also adventure, and without a doubt it is thought-provoking.
You know, you talk about elaborate plot. You know, I love the complexity of the book. And when I say complex, I mean that, you know, it really is a thinking person sci-fi novel. Did you set out to make the book that, to make it thought-provoking?
You know, it's funny. That part of it definitely evolved as well, but it was more as I dug into things that it became incredibly thought-provoking and eye-opening for myself. You know, the concept originally was, here I have an energy-based life form, and people exposed to this life form become incredibly intelligent, and also killing the life form in the process, which is, you know, a terrible tragedy. But then, you know, okay, what is this life form? And I started doing research. Okay, you have an energy-based life form. What could that possibly be? You know, is conceivably could that exist in the universe? And what I found was fascinating. In modeling an energy-based life form, you turn to plasma. There's lots of forms of plasma in the universe. The sun is plasma. The northern lights is plasma. But what's fascinating is the concept of organized plasma. And plasma is actually the most common form of matter in the universe. Like, beyond solids, liquids, gases, plasma is the dominant form of matter in the universe. And scientists have actually suggested that living plasma could be conceivably the most dominant form of life in the universe. We just haven't identified it yet. So I found that incredibly intriguing. In fact, researchers in Russia have demonstrated that plasma can organize itself into a structure similar to a living cell, with helical structures going into it resembling DNA. And it's been even, you know, proposed that, you know, plasma life could have been the beginning of life on Earth. You know, once again, very fascinating. So I took concepts from the research in Russia when I was writing Spectra, and then I took it a step further, bringing into the equation work on research on the human energy field carried out by researchers at UCLA. And that's interesting because people say, well, what is the human energy field? And in actual fact, at UCLA, they have measured energy field around the human body. It actually exists. It's not hocus pocus. Like, the human aura has been measured and documented. And so I took some of that research, once again drawing upon it when writing Spectra and modeling these energy-based life forms. The end result, by sampling the research and carrying on to sample beliefs regarding the subtle body, as they call it, really, you know, the human soul, I just took that along and modeled my life forms against these. And then at the end of the story, I was able to come about by saying, perhaps if these life forms are a form of living plasma, then perhaps the human energy field could also be comprised of living plasma and therefore could exist on its own as a soul. That's how this all came into be. And if you look at the research and the theories behind it, you know, and the beliefs behind the human soul, it really makes you think, well, you know, maybe, you know, it's I'm a concrete thinker. I like to know that you know, if I have a soul, it has to be something. It can't just be some idea. It has to physically be something in this world. So,
well, you know, I guess I didn't really think about what kind of research did you do for this book, and I probably should have, because it's very, very detailed book, or, you know, just a very robust story. But I have to ask now, you know, once you come up with the idea, as you're developing it, how much time do you feel you invested in the research for the book?
Hours and hours and hours. It took, you know, incredible time looking into this research. And it was just fascinating research. It really was. And it was at that point in time that it, you know, Spectra really took on a life of its own, where, you know, here I was with a concept for a plot, and all of a sudden I was able to draw on actual research to, you know, model parts of my book. And I did it in such a way, I mean, what I just said probably makes people think, oh, my goodness, this sounds like a encyclopedia of science. But
It's not, I promise.
Yeah, it's not. It's very well written. I'm an engineer and am very used to, you know, writing things in a very simplistic way so people can understand it from a technical point of view. So please, you know, don't get the idea that somebody might be overwhelmed scientifically reading this. It's the science fiction is handled very carefully, and really it's sprinkled in there. As much as this sounds like a big component of it, it's more sprinkled in and really comprises a more fascinating part in amongst, you know, the thriller plot of the story.
Right, right, because the book is also a thriller. I mean, there's no question that you're reading a thriller at any point. You know, the science is there, you know, and that's a catalyst for a lot of things and definitely very interesting, but it definitely is a thriller. Now, where did you get the idea for this kind of book, a science fiction thriller?
Well, the science fiction's a piece of cake because I have a master's in engineering science, and so I think and work in a scientific manner. It just I'm a very concrete thinker, and so science fiction, I've always been a fan of science fiction, and it just came naturally for me. And as far as a thriller, I'm just, I love thrillers. There's nothing wrong with a good violent, hair-raising life or death scene in my book. And, you know, of course, you know, looking at the sorts of things that I really enjoy, I remember, oh my goodness, I was so upset when they canceled 24. You know, that was such a great, such a great action, you know, thriller of a TV series. And, you know, that's the sort of thing I like. I like entertainment with action. Whether it's a book, a movie, or a TV show, I want nonstop edge-of-your-seat action. And for that reason, I'll never write anything that's not a thriller of one sort or another. You know, another thing driving me simply to write a fast-paced book is the fact that I cannot stand books that take 100 pages to get into. I know there's some fantastic writing out there and just, you know, amazing stories once you get in them. I've tried picking up books like that, and my husband, it'll say, read it, you'll love it. And it's like, oh, good God, page 100, out the window with it. For me, if there's not something amazing happening in the first few chapters to draw me in, then that's it. I like the thriller.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, I like that. You know, if you can read the first page, and I love that about Spectre too, is that as a reader, it propels you to turn that page. It's like, you know, there really is like, where's the stopping point? It is hard to put down kind of story, because it just keeps going and going. There's you up the ante and up the ante, which I love. You know, you mentioned 24. It's like that's exactly, you know, I love those kinds of thrillers. I love the, you know, race against time, the high stakes, kind of thing. But let me ask you too, is there romance in the book?
Oh, yeah, I couldn't write a book.
Oh, good. I love romance. Yeah, and we have a lot of listeners who love it's interesting because we have a lot of listeners who love romance, and we have some that love the you know, romantic suspense, and I mean hardcore love romantic suspense. We also have, you know, I guess it would fall into paranormal romance, even though it's sci-fi. It really is sci-fi romance. You know, so we have a lot of people who love that cross genre.
Yeah, yeah.
This adds another layer to Spectra.
Yeah, there's a strong romantic subplot to the story, definitely. It's, you know, that sort of thing where two people whose lives have been shredded in half and, you know, there they are thrown together in this harrowing, you know, set of events, and, you know, throughout the story, you're thinking, oh, are they going to get together? Are they going to get together? And then when they finally do, it's like, oh, great, amazing, finally. That's the kind of romance that's in Spectra. So,
tell me a little bit about the two characters, because I know our listeners who love romance are going to wonder. Tell us about the hero and heroine a little bit.
Well, the hero, of course, is this great-looking guy who can save the world at the drop of a dime. Yeah, he's an engineer. Surprise, surprise.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, and you know, a really, you know, the rugged type of guy who's you know, handsome in a rugged sense, not in that you know, debonair, flashy kind of
pretty boy.
Up in a night suit. Yeah, not
right,
the
right.
pretty boy. Yeah, yeah,
right.
The more rough and tumble type. And so he's an engineer, and of course he meets this doctor of particle physics. Once again, I don't want to intimidate people with that. That's quite a mouthful, particle physics. But Laura Simmons, who of course is this, you know, beautiful, successful, brilliant woman. And yes, I don't want to spoil the story for people, but yes, they meet and, you know, part ways, and then later on in the story it picks up, and yes, they're drawn
and
together, and yeah.
They go through hell, pretty much.
They go through hell. Yes, they
yes.
must destroy their lives before we fix them.
You know what, though? It's just more, you know, you just want to root for them. And the best way to root for them is just to put them in the worst possible scenario. And I think you effectively did that.
Yeah, I did. I put them in a pretty harrowing circumstance. And, yeah, yeah. So, you know, Laura starts her, she's a guest worker at a particle accelerator. And, you know, she finishes her day running for her life. So that's how it starts there, and it just gets worse.
Now, I have a question that's come in from the audience, and they're asking if they go to the bookstore, what category would they go to? Would it be under romance? Would it be under science fiction or thriller? Where would they find it?
It's under science fiction. Technically, you know, it's set in the future, and yes, there's other planets. It's not one of those stupid science fictions with, you know, green guys with antennas and, you know, the whole
right.
thing. It's a sensible science fiction. But it is, because of its setting and the fact that it's in the future, it has to be classified as science fiction. But I've had a lot of people who have read it, and they've said, well, why didn't you just classify it as a thriller? Because really, you know, to me it was a thriller. And it's like, well, for that reason, no, it has to be science fiction.
Right,
so,
right. Okay, okay.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
What do you hope people will take away from this book? How do you want readers to think of the story once they read the book?
Well, you know, hopefully they'll be really sad when it's finished. certainly when I get to the end of a great book, it's like the last page, I flip it over, it's like, what? It's finished? It's like, what am I going to do now? And so hopefully it will leave them with that panic feeling. It's like, well, when's the sequel coming out? What on earth? And so, you know, if they're upset when they get to the last sentence, and I know I've done my job well. And the sequel, of course, comes out in May. And as far as the thought-provoking aspect regarding the plasma life and the human soul, hopefully, you know, it will leave readers saying, oh, really cool. That's a really cool concept. But that's not really, you know, the entertaining part of the story from my perspective. It's the entire plot that's going to take them on this journey that, you know, I hope them to be really entertained by.
Now, tell me, what's your personal favorite thing or part about the book?
You know, it's hard to say about, you know, the plot as a reader. I will say, from my point of view as an author, without a doubt, I just loved, as I wrote this, just messing with the minds of the characters. It was so much fun. I love writing a story where you can unleash hell on the characters and take them to dark
right.
places and see what happens to them and see where their mind ends up and what crazy things they end up doing. And, you know, so that's all pouring out of my imagination. And certainly there's lots of tortured souls in Spectra, you know, some good, some bad, and some really, really bad. So for me, it was a journey of a wild imagination. For the reader, hopefully it'll be a great thrill ride from that perspective.
So tell me, who do you think is reading this book? We talk about readers. What kind of reader is going to pick this book up, do you think?
Well, I obviously, you know, since it's science fiction, it's going to appeal to the science fiction reading community. But, you know, I really do think people have to bear in mind that the sci-fi part of it does, to a certain extent, take a backseat to the whole plot is a thriller. It really is people running for their lives and that sort of thing. And, you know, it's a real thriller. I've read some novels where, you know, the most thrilling thing that happens is somebody, you know, puts their hand too close to a snake and they get bitten. It's like, okay, well, oh, it's not that kind of thriller.
Right, right.
Yeah, this is the life and death kind, the, you know.
Well, this is a fast-paced thriller.
Yeah.
So, now, tell me, who do you read? Who inspires you?
Oh, my goodness. I mean, it's so hard to answer that as an author. Like, there's so many, you know, great authors out there that can inspire you. Of course, I'm a big Stephen King fan. Just, you know, he writes fantastic stories with, you know, great concepts. I mean, it's hard to beat something like Pet Sematary. Like, who would think of, you know, burying your pets and they come back to, you know.
Oh, well, you look at the Tommyknockers. That was sci-fi, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. So he's great. I've had fun reading some Clive Cussler's or, you know, action adventure. And on the science fiction side, I enjoy Robert Sawyer's novels. I find them compelling. They're not science fiction thrillers, but I do enjoy them, considering them quite compelling. One thing I'm not so thrilled about when I read is picking up a book that, you know, with a big name author that has been actually written with a ghostwriter. And I know it's not uncommon for people to do, and I honestly can't blame them. But I don't know. In my humble opinion, it's up there with lip syncing. If I'm reading a book by John Doe, I want it to be written by John Doe. And I think the quality can be sacrificed when authors do that. I know they obviously supervise it, but yeah. And another thing I will say, too, you know, I have read some fantastic books by less-known authors from smaller publishers, you know, even like debut novels. Like, to get yourself published in this day and age, if your debut novel isn't absolutely outstanding, you're just simply not going to be out there. That's the way it is. You know, I'm a big advocate. If you want to read a good book, you know, find a debut author.
That's so true.
Yeah. It's, you know, it's very disappointing. I mean, everybody can, you know, the big name people, it's, you know, it's a tough act to follow to write, you know, absolute fantastic story after fantastic story, you know.
So tell me, speaking of writing fantastic stories, what's next? So you kind of dropped the hint there's going to be a sequel. Can you tell us a little more?
Yes, I absolutely can. The sequel to Spectra, it's called Entity, and it comes out in May with Muse It Up Publishing, a fantastic publisher. So I'm in the middle of doing content and edits with that. That's keeping me busy. And when I'm finished all the edits for that, I plan on starting my next book, naturally another thriller with a hint of thought-provoking sci-fi. So I've already got a plot in mind, and yes, and I'm very excited about that. And
well,
just one thing after another.
Yeah, I was going to say, sounds like you're keeping yourself busy. You're really clear on, I guess we would call it your brand. You know, the thriller sci-fi thing. Now, where can people find out more about the book? I know we have the website.
Yeah, the website's great. Of course, it's available for order through all major retailers. Yes, the website, sciencefictionthrillers.com. You can watch my book trailer there, which I think is fantastic. And there's also some links to some very good reviews I've received so far, which is great. You can also learn more about it through the Muse It Up Publishing website. That's a good resource, too. And also one thing I wanted to mention that I haven't mentioned yet, half the ebook royalties I'm donating to Alzheimer's research. My dad passed away in 2008 after suffering through Alzheimer's disease, and my mother right now is suffering with dementia, and I'm a big spokesperson for, you know, Alzheimer's awareness and trying to build Alzheimer's awareness and support through people who are going through this hellish, you know, end-of-life disease. And So I am donating half the ebook royalties to that very, very important cause.
Well, you know, and I didn't realize that. You know, I see on your website that you do have something about Alzheimer's. And, you know, anybody who has ever lost a loved one, and I actually have personally lost my great-grandfather, who I was very close to. As a matter of fact, I named my son after him. And he passed away also in, it was, I believe, 2008, from Alzheimer's. And it was, I mean, as you know, it's just one of the worst experiences, you know, for the family and for the victim of Alzheimer's. So I think that's wonderful that you're doing that.
Yeah. I figure here I am publicizing my book, but so I'm out verbally doing this. But I do want to, you know, try along with that and build awareness. You know, our population is aging. The baby boomers are hitting 65 now. And, oh, my goodness, you know, and you think, you know, a tough economy that we're in right now. Imagine, you know, as these people age and, you know, get Alzheimer's, people will get Alzheimer's. It costs billions of dollars to care for these people. It is a huge drain on the economy. And, but, you know, that's not my big concern with it. My big concern is, oh, my goodness, you know, you spend your entire life, you know, thriving and paving the way for the future, and then you're left, you know, losing your dignity. And
Right.
It's horrible. So, for anybody who's living that life right now, just I'm
right.
Yes.
Now, you also have on your site, I'm looking, now you have reviews and excerpts, you have a blog, your bio, and you have trailers, but you have more than just your trailer on here.
Yeah, I'm wanting to make my website a bit of a resource for science fiction thrillers, thus the name sciencefictionthrillers.com. I mean, there's so many resources for science fiction out there, but, you know, what about people who don't want to just read about science fiction? They want, you know, the thriller component in there, too. It's hard to find books and trailers, you know, particular to that subgenre of science fiction. So I'm hoping to make this a review site for books of that genre, and also a place where people can go and watch book trailers of that genre. And I'm not planning on posting negative reviews. Negative reviews are great for, you know, the author to learn from, and for, you know, you don't want to obviously pick up a book with a bad review, but really readers want to see what's good out there, not what's bad out there. So
right.
In the interest of not wasting time, any reviews you see on my site will be good ones.
All right. I love that.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Again, for our listeners, that's sciencefictionthrillers.com. Definitely head over there. There's lots of book trailers over there, and just a lot of different information, and the information about the Alzheimer's, that's also on there for those people who are interested in finding out more about that. And Joanne, I just, believe it or not, we've got like a minute left. You know, before we started, I told you, I said, you don't have to worry about running out of things to talk about. We're going to run out of time before we ever run out of things to talk about, because it's just very interesting. It flies by. I want to thank you so much for joining us here on Readers Entertainment, and would love to have you come back when the sequel comes out.
Yes, I definitely will do that. I'm excited. So, and thank you very much for having me. It's been great.
Yeah, wonderful to have you. And I want to thank our listeners for joining us this evening, and just remind you that if you didn't get to hear us live and you're listening to the podcast right now, you can head on over to readersentertainment.com. I'll make sure that we put that, we'll put the website up there, sciencefictionthrillers.com. It'll be really easy for you to find. We'll make sure you can find Spectra. We'll even go get the Spectra video, which, of course, I love, and we'll throw that up there for you. And if you have some questions, please do feel free to stop by and send some comments or questions, and we'll be sure that we get that over there to her. And Thank you so much for joining us. I'm Sheila English, your host, and happy reading.
This show brought to you by Circle of Seven Productions, www.cosproductions.com. Please be sure to subscribe and welcome to our circle.